A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I shine a light on Dear Evan Hansen, which is currently embarking on its UK tour, and I showcase the audio described performance that took place at Sheffield Lyceum on April the 10th, 2025, and highlight access at the venue, plus forthcoming audio described performances and future dates for Dear Evan Hansen. A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is your regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. Dear Evan Hansen by Stephen Levinson, with music and lyrics by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, began its life back in 2015 in Washington, USA, before going on to Broadway in 2016 and winning a whole host of awards, including 6 Tonys, opening in the West End in 2019, becoming a cult sensation, especially with younger people due to its exploration of teen angst and social media, and has been immensely popular during the current UK tour, often selling out at most venues. The story revolves around Evan, a high school senior with social anxiety, who fabricates a friendship with the deceased classmate Connor to gain acceptance and become closer to Connor's family, leading to a complicated web of lies and unexpected consequences, and eventual redemption. This musical intimately examines teenage peer pressure, the desire to fit in, and trappings of the digital age and social media, and has been affectionately adapted and produced by Nottingham Playhouse and ATG, staying faithful to the amazing original soundtrack, but presenting it slightly differently to the Broadway and West End productions. This is a fun but thoughtful experience with an amazing toe-tapping catchy score and excellent performances, especially from Ryan Coppola as Evan, Lauren Conroy as Zoe, Alice Fern as Heidi, and Killian Thomas Lefrey as Connor, giving it a different visual style with glazed glass windows and doors, and metal mirrors that reflect characters and have various digital and social media footage projected onto them. Swing sets like Evan's home and bedroom, the Murphy's lounge, and Connor's bedroom slide on and off when needed, as do columns of metal red lockers to signify school corridors. Sheffield Theatres prides itself on making your visit inclusive and accessible at all their venues, with a well-trained staff that are warm and welcoming, step-free access, disabled toilets that are too, and accessible performances across venues. So if you ever need assistance, please always ask and do feedback any issues that you may experience. There was an audio described performance at the Lyceum delivered through a new wireless device available from the box office that hangs over your head and has separate plug-in over-the-ear headphones. These were very tight-fitting and not the most comfortable, so I do suggest bringing your own from home. The volunteer audio description team delivered a strong, clear audio track for Dear Evan Hansen, detailing all the action and drama unfolding on stage and highlighting its need due to all of the visual elements and many a changing interactive character or set piece throughout the 2 hours and 40 minute runtime, including a 20 minute interval. There are audio described performances coming up during the rest of the tour, and these include Cardiff Millennium Centre on Saturday the 3rd of May at 2:30 p.m, currently limited availability. Blackpool Grand Theatre on Saturday the 24th of May at 2:30 p.m, the Birmingham Alexandra on Saturday the 21st of June at 2:30 p.m, York Grand Opera House on Saturday the 28th of June at 2:30 p.m, and Edinburgh Playhouse on Thursday the 3rd of July at 7:30 p.m. Please do chat with the venue regarding touchstore details at the time of booking. To find out more and gain links to individual venue booking pages, go to evanontour.com. Sheffield theatres are fabulous when it comes to audio-described performances at all of their venues, including the Crucible, the Lyceum and the Playhouse. And they are one of the few theatres in the UK that provide one for every production that they put on. Some of those coming up are Northern Ballet Jane Eyre in the Lyceum on Saturday the 26th of April at 2:30 p.m, Bat Out of Hell, audio described in the Lyceum on Thursday the 1st of May at 7:30 p.m, Little Women, audio described on Thursday the 8th of May at 7:30 p.m, Matthew Bourne's Swan Lake, audio described on Saturday the 17th of May at 2:30 p.m, described by Caroline Byrne of Talking Theatre. And Juliet is audio described at 7:30 p.m. The Lyceum on Thursday the 29th of May 2025. Peter James, Picture You Dead is on Thursday the 7th of June at 7:30 p.m. Calamity Jane is on Thursday the 12th of June at 7:30 p.m. Kinky Boots the Musical is on Thursday the 26th of June at 7:30 p.m. and is currently sold out. The Last Laugh on Thursday the 3rd of July is at 7:30 p.m. and Joseph on Thursday the 10th of July at 7:30 p.m. Sheffield theatres are a personal favourite of mine, and all three venues in the heart of the city centre are always a joy to visit and offer a very warm welcome. They also have a great coffee bar with comfortable seating available in the Crucible building. To book tickets, you can call the box office on 0114 249 6000. Concessions are available. Or for access assistance or information, you can contact access at sheffieldtheatres.co.uk via email. To find out what else is showing around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk, mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented, and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audioboom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.